Yes, super. Thank you so much for all your hard work tonight, and thank you to those who trained you. You've done so well, and we do appreciate your help in leading us as we worship God. Now, tonight we're going to continue where we were looking at this morning. See our first picture. And this morning we were thinking about two brothers. One was called Jack, and one was called Kevin. Now, boys and girls, some people weren't here this morning, so you're going to have to remind them about the story. Jack was very good. He worked really hard in school, and he became a solicitor. And then what did he end up becoming? What did Jack become? He would have a funny sort of hat or thing on him.
A minister.
Not a minister. No. No. Didn't become as important as that. Good answer, though. Yes, William?
A judge,
that's right. He became a judge, and he was a very fair judge and a good judge. But Kevin, he was a bit of a rascal. He was lazy at school, no qualifications. He never kept his jobs. He was pretty nasty, those he worked for. And what did he end up doing? Something really, really bad.
Not doing homework.
No, that was me. He didn't do my homework properly this morning. Yes. Stole the money, that's right. He stole the money, stole loads of money, and he was caught by the police, and he was brought to the court, and the judge of the court was his brother Jack. And Jack realized he was guilty, and he gave him a big fine, which he would have to pay or go to prison. But who paid the fine? Who paid the money? Jack, the judge. He was innocent, but he paid the money so that his brother could go free. And this reminds us, boys and girls, that Jesus, who is innocent, Jesus has paid the price for the sin of his people on the cross. We're going to continue the story. And after Kevin got it off in the court, after Jack had paid his fine, Jack invited him back to his house and gave him a lovely meal. And they were sitting talking. And when they're talking, well, there are two possible things that Kevin could have said to his brother. He could have said, "I'm so glad that you got me off and I'm not going to go to prison. But I'm not going to change my ways. I'm going to live the same way. I'm going to continue to steal." Or he could have said, "Jack, I thank you so much for what you've done. I could never pay you back. I didn't deserve what you did. And I'm going to live a new life. I'm going to be a different person from now on. And I can't pay you back. I could never pay you back for what you've done. But I'm going to come if you want. And I will cut your grass and wash your hair to show you that I appreciate what you've done." What do you think he should have done? The first thing, say, going back to stealing, or the second thing, going and being a different person? Yes, the second thing, that is right. And the same, boys and girls, if we become Christians and are going to follow Jesus, can we say to Jesus, "Thank you for dying on the cross, take away my sin, but I'm going to live a bad life. I'm just going to live to please myself." Or should we say, "Jesus, I thank you, you've died on the cross to save me. I can never pay you back, but I'm going to show you that I really do care what you've done, and I'm going to be a different person living to please you." Our next picture shows us, boys and girls, we have that choice. Here was a girl, Sandra. And Sandra had become a Christian. And one of the ways that she could show that indeed she really thanked Jesus for what had happened to her, she would do things to please her mummy and daddy. Even before her mummy would ask her, she would go and set the table and do things of kindness. Or you think of the other boy, Peter. He said he had become a Christian, but he's playing outside and his mummy is calling him and he's pretending he doesn't hear it. He just wants to go and play. And that is wrong, boys and girls. If we really are Christians, if we're really glad that Jesus has rescued us from our sin, then we will live to please Jesus. But let me tell you this, boys and girls. If you've come, what we're talking about this morning, and you've come to believe that Jesus can save you alone, and you've asked Jesus to take away your sin, if you're going to then live for Jesus, boys and girls, it isn't easy. It's very hard. Because there's someone, boys and girls, who wants to trip you up. Who's someone who's really bad who wants to trip us up? Yes, God.
The devil.
He wants to trip us up. But the wonderful thing is, if we trust in Jesus, boys and girls, and if it's real, there's a special friend who comes and lives in us. And this special friend is called the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of Christ. Now, he's not a person with arms and legs like us. You can't see him. He doesn't have a body. But he is God. And if we trust in Jesus, he comes and he lives in us. So we will live for Jesus. And we're going to think tonight, boys and girls, about four things that this special friend, the Holy Spirit, does for us if we're Christians. We'll go back to Sandra. Our next picture shows us a couple of things about Sandra. Before Sandra was a Christian, her mummy would ask her to go to the shop and buy a few things. And Sandra would go to the shop and get a few things, but she'd keep a little bit of the money back, put it in her pocket. And her mummy never knew about this. And then she would school or somewhere to shop, she would buy something for herself. She was stealing from her mummy. But when Sandra became a Christian, she knew that she had to be different. And she prayed that God and God's Spirit would help her to do what was right. And so God helped her to stop stealing. And all was to give the money back to her mummy. When Sandra, before she was a Christian, the second part of the picture, sometimes she would ask her mummy if she could go and play with her friend Kathy. And her mummy says, well, why are you going to Kathy's? She says, well, I'm going to Kathy's to do homework. But she wasn't. And she would lie because she knew if she told her mummy she was going to Kathy's to do her homework, she could stay longer than if she said she was going to play. But when she became a Christian, Sandra asked that the Holy Spirit would help her to do what is right and stop telling lies and to tell mummy their mummy the truth, even though it meant she couldn't maybe stay at Kathy's house for long. So the Holy Spirit, boys and girls, he helps us to live for Jesus. We can't live for Jesus by ourselves, but he is so strong and he can help us do it. The next picture shows us something else the Holy Spirit does for us. See, when you become a Christian and you ask Jesus to be your Savior and the King of your life, that old devil will come to you at times and say to you, you're not a Christian. You're not a real Christian. Oh, you haven't really been forgiven. Jesus would never accept you. How can you be a Christian the things that you do? And the devil will come and make us doubt that we're Christians and make us think that we're not saved. Our next picture shows us Sandra again. She had become a Christian 1 year before this. She went to a little club, a little Bible club, where she learned about Jesus and the Bible. And one night after the Bible club, she stayed behind and spoke to the leader who was called Grace. And she said to Grace, I don't know if I am a Christian. This wee voice is saying inside me, I'm not a Christian. So Grace opened the Bible. And Grace showed her verses from the Bible, a verse like, if you believe on the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. And she asked her, do you believe in Jesus? Do you trust in Jesus? She says, I did. We verse showed another verse, if you call upon the name of the Lord, if you call on the Lord, you'll be saved. Have you done that? Yes. Another wee verse, Jesus says, if you come to me, I will never cast you away. And as Grace told Sandra these verses, guess what happened? The Holy Spirit was saying inside her, these verses are true of you. You have come to Jesus. You're trusting in Jesus. And he will never cast you away. And so the Holy Spirit makes us believe, boys and girls, we really are Christians. We really are different. But then the leader, Grace, said this to Sandra. Since you've become a Christian a year ago, I have seen that you're different. You used to have a really bad temper and be nasty to some of the other children. That's happening less and less. You used to be very troublesome in the meetings. Now you're so good. She says, see the change in your life. That's a sign that you're a Christian. And so, boys and girls, the Holy Spirit helps us to know we are Christians by reminding us of the promise of the Bible and showing us the change that is happening in our lives. So the Holy Spirit helps us to live for Jesus and obey him. The Holy Spirit helps us to know we really are Christians. And the next thing, the next picture shows us, the Holy Spirit shows us what direction to take in life. You know, boys and girls, you'll be out, mummy or daddy, and they're travelling, and they're going somewhere, and they don't know what way to go, and they come to, and they look for signs to show them the right way, and daddy doesn't know the right way, and daddy's never stop and ask, and mummies want them to stop, and they get all lost. And you know, in life, we can get lost. But as a Christian, the Holy Spirit is there to help us make the right decisions in life. Let me show you two ways the Holy Spirit helps us to make the right decisions. See our next picture. The main way the Holy Spirit guides us in the right path is by reading the Bible. If your friends are you're out with your friends and they're in a shop and they're going to steal things from the shop, just by reading the Bible we know that we don't steal. Or your friends are saying to the teachers that haven't done their homework to tell these lies. The Bible teaches us we don't tell lies. The Bible guides us what to do. And listen, boys and girls, all the important decisions you will ever have to make in life, the Bible will guide you in the right way. But also, the Holy Spirit guides us through older Christians. You see the two older people in the picture? And older Christians will help us to understand what the Bible is saying to us. Isn't this a wonderful friend, the Holy Spirit? He's a friend who shows you the right path to go. He helps you to live for Jesus. He makes you know you are a Christian. He guides you in the right way. And one final thing the Holy Spirit does for us. Our final picture. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray. You know, before we become Christian boys and girls, we say prayers. But so often what we pray for is wrong. So often we pray for things because we are greedy. If we pray to God, God give me a bicycle, we're asking for that because we're just wanting things that we want. But when you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit enters you. He causes you to pray for things that God wants you to pray for. So instead of just praying for a bicycle, the Holy Spirit will guide you to pray for the boys and girls in Africa who don't have food. The Holy Spirit will guide you to pray for the boys and girls in your class who don't know about Jesus and don't love Jesus. Before, you might pray, Holy Spirit, you hurt that person. God, you hurt that person who's nasty to me. The Holy Spirit will now guide you to pray, God, help me to love that person who's nasty to me. And not only does the Holy Spirit guide you what to pray for, this is a wonderful thing, boys and girls. When you pray as a Christian, the Holy Spirit will help you to believe that God will answer your prayer in the way that is best. He gives you faith to believe as you pray. See, boys and girls, the big difference between someone who is a Christian and someone who is not a Christian is a Christian has the Holy Spirit living in them. And if the Holy Spirit is living in you, you'll be a different person, living to love and to follow Jesus. Big question to finish with, for the boys and girls and mums and dads, for all of us. Is the Holy Spirit living in us? Have we been what the Bible calls born again by the Holy Spirit? Have we come to trust in Jesus to take away our sin? Are we following Jesus as our Lord? Are we different from other people who are not Christians because of this wonderful friend, the Holy Spirit, who is in us? Let's pray that indeed this will happen. Dear Father, we thank you for your love and goodness to us. We thank you for your love in sending your Son to die on the cross. But we also thank you for your love in sending your Holy Spirit into our hearts so we will trust in Jesus and follow him as our Lord. And so, Father, for any boys and girls, any mums and dads, any grown-ups here this evening who have never been changed and born again by the Holy Spirit, Father, cause that to happen even tonight. And Father, for boys and girls who have come to trust in Jesus and the Holy Spirit has entered them, help them to learn from what we have been thinking about tonight. Help them, Father, to obey your word and to live for Jesus. Help them, when they have doubts, to be assured that they are Christians. Help them to be guided by your Holy Spirit in the right path to go in life. and help them to pray, O God, to pray for things which are important to you, to pray believing that you will answer in the way you know is best. Father, what a wonderful friend your Holy Spirit is. And Father, your word reminds us we're not to grieve, we're not to make this friend sad. We're to do what is right. Oh, help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to conclude with our final praise, which is, happiness is to know the Saviour.